preaching a message called The Need for a Virtuous Woman. The Need for a Virtuous Woman. If you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Let's all stand for the reading of God's Word. Glad you're here. Proverbs 31, verse 10. One verse. And listen and look what it's saying to us. In Proverbs 31:10, it said, "Who can find a virtuous woman?" Who can find a virtuous woman? In other words, they're looking for him. For her price is far above rubies. Amen. Who can find a virtuous woman? Because this virtuous woman, if you can find her, her price is far above rubies. Amen. Father, I thank you for every lady here. And I pray that you'll bless them on this special Mother's Day. Lord, I pray you'll bless America. Bless the mothers and all the ladies in America today. And oh, dear God, I pray that our ladies would look to you and that they would raise up to become great virtuous women all throughout the land of America. Women that would please you and that would make you smile from heaven and say, yes, this is what I want for you to do with your life. Help me to say a few words of encouragement this morning. Help me to be a blessing to everyone here. I even pray for the younger ones here, the young girls, that and they grow up, that they'll become virtuous women. And Lord, I thank you for Phil and Marlena that just got married. Lord, I just think about that special couple. I pray you'll bless them as they go on their honeymoon today. And Lord, just bless their life. And give us a great now day in the Word of God. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Proverbs 31:10 posed that question. Who can find a virtuous woman? In other words, virtuous women are hard to find. In other words, virtuous women are needed. Virtuous women are so very important to our lives and our church and our country and our families. I'm going to tell you right now, we need virtuous women. I looked up that word virtuous. It means to be morally upright, good, and chaste. Yesterday, we did the wedding for the kids, and Marlena was a beautiful bride. Your daughter was so beautiful, Mrs. Abraham. And well-dressed. All the bridesmaids came down, all dressed well. Their bodies were not naked and stuff. You'd be surprised. You go to weddings, and sometimes I'm embarrassed as a pastor. And I go to different weddings, and my lands, I see people coming down, and they not to be offensive to you, but sometimes I think my lands, they look like harlots or people that just don't even know God. And I'm talking about Christian people sometimes. I know the world, but you know, you think Christian people would. And I was so proud of the kids, because they were special. But just the way everything was perfect, godly. There was no alcohol at the wedding, no wildness, and you know, it was godly. What's wrong with godliness? What's wrong with virtue anymore? And I'll be honest with you, I was bawling. I was marrying the kids. I was crying and everything else. I was happy for them. I was happy because they were starting out right. I mean, here's the kids that were walk with God, and they're starting out right. And as a pastor, you want your people to go forward and start out right and go, you know, do things right. Amen. And here's a young couple, just early 20s, and starting out right. And it just thrilled me as their preacher. Of course, I've watched Marlena grow up here as a young, very young teenager, and there's a blessing. There's a blessing about being a pastor for a long time. I'm glad I've been here for 20 years. You might not be, but I am. I'm glad I've been here 20 years. And I'm glad that I've got to watch the kids grow up and the people grow up. And it touches my heart to see kids. I was talking to John, and it's some of these kids I've watched, and when I marry them, it's going to be really tough for the old man, you know. But it's special. I'm happy for him, you know. But virtuous women. Let me get back on Mother's Day here. Virtuous women are hard to find, and they really are. And they're much needed. Ladies, we need virtuous women in America. And virtuous women are sought after. We are to search for, the way that scripture teaches me, we're to search for virtuous. Who can find a virtuous woman? In other words, we're to search for them. I truly believe this year of 2010 that throughout all America, the plea and the cry, Evangelist Rod Black, I believe that the cry of America says, we desperately need some virtuous woman. Yep. You say, what about the men? Well, Father's Day's in June. I'll get to you. Today's a ladies' day. This is May. Next month's June. Ladies, just hang in there. I'll get the guys. I'll really fry the guys next year. Amen. Next month. But really, America really does desperately need virtuous women. I'm glad I got a virtuous wife. You know, you might not got the greatest preacher, but you sure got a great preacher's wife. You really did. But we need virtuous women for our country. We need virtuous women for our homes, for our families, for our churches. You know, listen, America needs virtuous women to raise up and help bring America back to God. There's an old saying, Grandma, that we always heard when we were little kids, and it's the truth. The hand that rocks the cradle shapes the nation. The hand that rocks the cradle help shape the nation. You ladies that are raising these children, you don't know how much part that you have in shaping the nation. You have a great part in it. I just wrote some ladies down from the Bible, and I'm just going to preach out of my heart today some about the ladies in the Bible. I thought, you know, we need, number one, we need some virtuous women who will stand by their husbands. Thank God for those ladies that stand by their husbands. You know, in Genesis 2:18, God says, it's not good that man be alone. He said, let us make a helpmeet for him. And God knew that men needed help. God looked down and he saw Adam. He said, oh, that guy's a basket case. He saw Mark and he said, that kid, that guy's a goober. Get Betty! He saw Bobby Shelley and he said, get Jamie. And I'm not going to call him. But he looked down and he said, Rod Black, he really going to need a lot of help. Debbie, I'm sorry, but you and Rose, she's going to take care of Richard. You're going to take care of Rod. I'll give you guys rewards in heaven. God bless you, ladies. And God bless each one of you. Because God knew men needed a wife. And he needed someone that, the Bible calls it a helpmeet. Now she came out of her side. She wasn't supposed to be a pain in the neck. She's supposed to be a helpmeet. Amen? God bless those ladies that stand and encourage their husbands and lift them up and help them. And strengthen them and comfort them and just say, come on, we can do it, honey. We can make it. I thought about, I'll just give you two quick ladies. I thought about Sarah. Here's Abraham. He's called out to a place that he's never seen. No, they don't know where they're going, Mark. I mean, they're just called out to a place. Hey, Sarah. Sarah says, where are we going, honey? I don't know. What are you supposed to do? I don't know. God just said we got to do it. I mean, and what'd she do? Faithfully stood with them. Yep. Hey, ladies, we need some ladies that No matter what, they'll stand by, trust God, say, hey, if that's what God wants, I'm going to stand by it.
Amen.
I thought about Ruth. Thank God for our widows. Ruth was a faithful lady. Stood by her husband. Her husband died. Then she stayed with her mother-in-law, Naomi. I mean, but she was faithful. Later we know she ended up meeting with Boaz, and they had Jesse, and Jesse had David, the great king. Amen? But thank God for those ladies that were faithful. Didn't matter if the times were bad. Didn't matter if the times were good. They stayed faithful. One thing I told the kids, I have... No one gets married by this old man until I talk to him 5-6 times. I'm with him several times before I marry him.
Amen.
Marriage is not always a bowl of cherries. Matter of fact, there's a lot of thorns in it. But it's the greatest thing you can have. And it's a lot of... I said, you know what? There's going to be good times and bad times. But the thing is, you just got to dedicate, make Christ the center of your and focus of your life. And Lord, no matter what it is, we're going to follow you. We're going to walk with you. Lord, we're going to love you. We're going to serve you. No matter thick or thin, rich or poor, we're going to stay the course. And we need some ladies today that's going to get married that say, no matter what, the good times or the bad times, we're going to stay the course. And God bless you ladies that stay the course. Amen. Then I thought about, we need some virtuous women like Hannah. Thank God for Hannah, that man went and prayed for a son. And God said, Lord, you give me a son. Now, Lord, I'll praise you for him, but I'll dedicate him. You know, and here, she prayed for a son, and God gave him the son, Samuel. And she dedicated Samuel to God. You know, I was thinking, a lot of times, we pray for God to give us babies. Then after we get our babies, we don't want them to serve God. Well, I don't want them to be a preacher. There's no money in that. I want them to be a lawyer or a doctor or something where they can make millions of dollars. I want to tell you something. Don't you worry about that. You God gives you a child. You dedicate that child. Now, if God wants to be a doctor, that's good. But don't stop him from being a preacher. I would love to see my son, my grandson Austin, preach the Word of God.
Amen.
They said he's great at memorizing Scripture. I'm glad. He wants to be a professional baseball player. And boy, that would be great. They'd make lots of money. Grandpa could probably hit him up for some money. I don't care where he lives, because he's going to be a member of my church, wherever, because we're going to get his tithe. I'm going to tell you that right now. Even there, he's going to double tithe. Grandpa's getting some of it, I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, I just want my kids, my grandbabies, to love God, to serve God. I don't care if they become rich or poor. Tim, I just want my kids at the end, Joselle, at the end of their life, I just hope my kids say, man, I'm glad I lived for God and I love God. God, I didn't waste my life. Hey, you young people! Why don't you dedicate right now? You're going to serve God all your life. Why don't you say, God, I'm going to give you my life. You're more important than anything in the world.
Amen.
So many kids say they don't care about nothing about God. You're going to get to the end of your life and you're going to say, man, I wasted my life. All that preacher, no, you wasted it. I think I was telling the kids. No, man, it might have been Sheila. I've been with 2 or 3 different couples this week. And I can't remember which one I was with, Mark. But I was telling one of the couples, maybe I was telling them both. I said, you know, me and Rosie's 2/3 of the way through our life. But I don't regret it.
Amen.
And Annie, I'm glad. Oh, I've failed God. I know I failed God.
Help us, Lord.
But you know what? We gave it our best.
Praise the Lord.
And Tim, at the end of my life, I was telling the kids, you know, we might not have accomplished not a lot, but I'm glad that whatever we didn't turn our back on God.
Amen.
Bobby, I had 1 year when I was in my early 20s. I ran from God for the calling because I said, man, I'm too shy. God called me to preach, and I ran for 1 year. I ran from God because I said I couldn't get in front of people. You know, the first time I spoke for 15 minutes. Don't you wish I'd do that now? And I ran from God and I said, Lord, I know you're God, but I can't preach. I'm a street kid. I can't even pronounce words. I don't know, you know, I never, my lands, I was, you know, I could never do that. But God said, no, I called you, and you just let me take care of that. And for about 30 years now, Mark, we've just been at it. And I've looked back, and I told the kids, I'm glad. I'm so glad I didn't waste my life. Oh, I didn't accomplish a lot of great things like I should have probably. But I'm glad I didn't waste it. And you know what? He's taking care of me. People say, man, he's taking pretty good care of me. I mean, I haven't went hungry. Amen? Thank God for the lady like Hannah that would pray for her children. You know what? You know what we need? We need some ladies today, young ladies that would pray down babies from heaven. Because we need some more prophets like Samuel. Yes. We need some more prophets like Samuel to bring America back to God. Yes. Hey, some of you young ladies that still bear children, why don't you start praying to God? Oh, God, I want to be a Hannah. Lord, you give me a son. I'll give him back to you. And God, I pray you raise him up, raise me up a son that could be a prophet for God, a preacher for God, and God, that would bring America back to God. That's the kind of ladies we need in America.
Amen.
We need some ladies like Moses' mother, Jochebed, that said, man, the Pharaoh said, "I want you, when you have a boy baby, I want all those boy babies killed." But she didn't obey the voice of the Pharaoh. She obeyed the voice of God.
Amen.
And she didn't kill Moses. She kept him alive. You know the story. The very man that said to kill him, he raised him.
Right.
And when you think, I thought about it this week. As the very man that said, I want to kill those babies, that baby that wasn't killed that he raised ended up killing him.
That's right.
Because he was in the Red Sea and God.
Yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Boop, 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 boop. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I got that from Billy. Listen to me. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad there were some ladies that said, I'm going to take these babies as a gift from God. Look up here, ladies. Let's treat our children like they're gifts from God.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times I think we overlook the blessing of children. Children are a blessing. The Bible says, happy man has a quiver full. And you better have a pizza shop to be able to feed them on once you have them. Amen. Tim knows what I'm talking about. So does Joseph. By the way, that's godly. That's God said, have those babies. That's great to have them. Listen to me. Children are a heritage of God. We ought to thank God for the sanctity of life.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor Dave was talking about, they were talking about you can't kill a goose. He was reading some stuff on a paper, and they said, if you kill a goose, they could put you in jail. I think he said for 6 months and maybe a fine of $15,000 or something. I can't remember all the. He was reading on this morning in Sunday school, and I thought, boy, you know what through my mind, Annie? I said, my lands, they'll put you in jail for 6 months for killing a goose.
Yep.
Yet the government will pay to have you kill babies.
Yeah.
America, we need to get back to God.
Amen.
By the way, I'm preaching a message tonight, and it's going to be full of fire. Is America ready for revival? I'm preaching that message tonight at 6 o'clock. Is America ready for revival? That's a good one for you. Get the outline. Is America ready for revival? He was preaching somewhere, and they got one of my tapes. What's good about hell? and a lady came. I wish I'd have been her. I'd have gave her a stack that we had back there. She said, "Oh my lands, I've never heard a message like this." She said, I want 15. Can I reproduce this tape and give it to 15 of my member family members?" Man, go ahead, reproduce it, send it all over the world. I want people to get saved. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
We ought to get excited about people getting saved. Amen.
Yes,
we need some women like Jochebed and Hannah that know the importance of a baby. Then we need some women. I'm not good at pronouncing names. Like Queen in the Book of Esther, Queen Vashti. Is that right, Vashti? Is that close enough? Huh. And the old king, they were in a big feast, 7 days feast, and they were drinking, which Christians should not do.
That's right.
He wasn't a Christian. But you say, "Thanks, preacher." On Mother's Day, you still have to hit it, don't you? Yes, I do.
Amen.
Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Amen. Whosoever taketh is deceived thereby.
Yep.
Who hath woe? Who hath wounds without cause? Proverbs 23.
Yes.
They that tarry long at the wine. Then he talks about, watch out, it bites you like a snake, an adder, you know. Yep. But anyways, this old stinking king, after 7 days of feasting and drinking, he's what the kids call, he was blown out. He was wasted. And he said, "Hey, bring my wife out. She's real beautiful. I want her to prance around. I want to make a spectacle, show everybody how beautiful my wife is." And Queen Vashti said, "No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to act like a harlot, and I'm not going to show my nakedness, and I'm not going to go around so you can parade me in front of other people."
Amen.
Thank God for a lady that had virtue.
Yeah.
It cost her a throne, and there's more teaching behind it, which I'm not preaching about her. God bless her for having virtue, for having morality, for having uprightness. We need some ladies with some virtue today.
Amen.
I was glad to see virtue at that wedding yesterday. By the way, I demand it at ours. I won't marry if you have all rottenness and junk and stuff. Not in my church.
Amen.
I won't.
Amen.
Get mad at me, but I won't. You say, "Man, you're old-fashioned." You're right.
Amen.
But oh, God, thank God for some ladies that have still got virtue. Thank God for ladies that still have modesty. Pastor Dave mentioned, and I'll be, it's getting closer. I'll be talking about you skinny dippers coming up in the summer with your little bikinis and everything. I'll be talking about that nakedness. See, thank God for some, you never saw those older folks walk around like that. Because they were taught virtue. They were taught character. They were taught integrity. You never see them walking around like that. Because they knew about moral uprightness and virtue. Hello,
come on,
boy. You know, look up here. Some of you, I'm just gonna let go. Some of you young kids here, and some of you younger women here. I want you to look at some of my older ladies here that walk in virtue.
Amen.
You can learn from my senior saints that I have
yes.
in this church.
Yes.
I've got godly seniors in my church.
Yes. Yep. Amen. Come on.
I've got some of the most godliest people in senior citizens in my church that I've ever seen in my entire ministry.
Yep.
And you younger ladies, you young married ladies, and you single girls, you ought to look at some of these older ladies that bless our church. You ought to look and say, "Man, that's the kind of lady I want to be."
Amen.
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 Yep.
That's the kind of lady you can see godliness all around them.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to. You say, "Wow, how can I be like that?" Learn from those older women.
That's right.
That's what America needs.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good preaching. Amen.
It's the truth, too.
Yep. Yes, sir.
We need some virtuous women like Mary. Would you turn this? I'm almost done. Look, we need some virtuous women like Mary, the mother of Jesus. Look at Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. You ought to watch my wife. She walks with godliness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Me and Rosie be married June 28th, 41 years. And she's still modest in front of her husband.
Amen.
After 41 years. Thank God for ladies that have modesty. Thank God for ladies that have some virtue. Thank God for ladies that have holiness. You know, that's a great price that God puts on things. You want to have a great church? You raise up a bunch of godly women in a church, you'll see what happens. Some of you ladies, the older, they say, well, we're so glad you're our pastor. No, I'm honored to be your pastor.
Amen.
I'm honored to be your pastor, to have godliness in my church like you.
Amen.
Amen? Thank you for being a godly lady. Thank you. Thank you for walking with God. Thank you for being a good reflection of our Savior to the younger ones.
Yep. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Where was I? Luke chapter 1. I got to quit here. Which is amazing. I'm just getting started, but I know it's over, so I got to quit. I just rep on until I get until the time runs out and I stop. Yeah, 15 minutes no more is for me. I can go more than 15 minutes, Mike. By the way, thank God for all those folks that worked so hard for the blessing of the biker last week. I want to thank you for all your prayers and all you did and all you. There was 3 bikers saved last Sunday night. Tremendous night. We had a full church house. 3 people saved, and what a tremendous night. Pastor Dave brought an outstanding message and reached those bikers, and it was just a great thing. Thank you for all you did. Unless I would go on for, thank you for everything you did for the biker thing last week. Thank you, bikers. You that worked in Bethel Baptist Bikers, thank you for everything you did. I'm telling you right now, there are people who were saved and going to be saved continually through that, through what you did. Now, notice in Luke chapter 1, we're talking about Mary, and I'll probably have to close with her. In Luke chapter 1 and verse 30, and the angel of the Lord said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth her son, and thou shalt call his name. By the way, she didn't have sex before she had marriage. She was a virgin.
Amen.
And by the way, even after she married Joseph, they still did not have intercourse till after Jesus was born.
Amen.
He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom shall be no end. Watch what Mary says here, 34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? How can I have a baby? I've never had sex. And the angel answered and said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, that holy thing which thou shalt be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also shall conceive a son. By the way, that's John the Baptist's mom. In her old age, in 6 months, and who's called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Verse 38, I'm getting to where I want to read. And Mary said, behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. We need some ladies that'll just take God at his word. We need some ladies that'll read the Bible and say, listen, we're going to trust God in his word. You know what? A lot of times, ladies, you can affect your husband. Your husband's faith could be wavering, and you could be a major factor with God working in your husband's life, saying, no, listen, God says it. We need to stay with it.
Amen.
We need to keep going to church. We need to keep praying. We need to keep reading our Bible. Listen, we need some ladies, some virtuous ladies that will trust God as word, trust God for your family, trust God for your life. And by the way, I'll get it in. Trust God with your tithe. Oh, we'll trust God for our soul eternity. Honey, I wish we could put our tithe in this week, but you could if you just trust God. That's really where it's at. The tithe is the Lord's. Hello? You know, I wish I could. No, you don't trust him enough. Well, it's easy for you, preacher. No, it's easy for anyone if they'll just trust God. We need some, because I know a lot of times ladies will say, nope, we can't do it. And the guy will say, okay. Or the lady will say, yeah, we can do it. But the guy will say, nope, we can't. We need some families and people today that will trust God at his word.
Amen.
Amen? And then lastly, we need some virtuous women like Lois and Eunice. I like that. Timothy's mom and grandmother. Would you just look at one last scripture, and I promise I'll close. This is one of my favorites. 2 Timothy 1:5. And I promise I'll close on this. I won't quit preaching, but I'll close on the verse. No, I'm quitting. Here's the kind of ladies we need. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, Paul's talking to Timothy, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that's in thee also. Man, that's tremendous. He said, Timothy, your grandmother had great faith, and her great faith affected your mother. And your great faith affected her, and then she affected you. We need some ladies, virtuous ladies, that their faith is so great. That their faith is so great. Ladies, virtuous women, that their faith is so great that it will affect their children's lives.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Look at this. Grandma's faith affected Gary. Gary affected Tammy.
Yep.
See how that goes? I could do a bunch of you. I know there's all kinds of family here. Grandma's, I can't do all of them. But you know what I'm talking about. Look at the Cliffords. Look at that faith. Look at that faith line. How many, look at Ann Davis' line. I'm not going to talk about you, but just look at... You ladies, we need ladies of faith. And those ladies of faith will affect their children, and then they'll affect their children, and they'll, like Grandma Skyver has affected her daughter, and then her daughter affected her daughter. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And Grandma Cockrell, before that, affected her? Hello? You think that's not important? Ladies, I'm going to tell you something. It's essential.
Yes.
Shannon Ray, it's so great, honey. I thank God you're the greatest daughter-in-law I ever had. Anybody put up with David would be phenomenal. And Shannon, I'm glad you're really growing in the grace of God. And I don't tell you enough, but I really am proud of you. And Tammy, I'm so proud. And I want you to affect your daughters. Affect your daughters. Be effective. Be effective for God. And God said, these virtuous women, Lois and Eunice, the grandma and mother, they had such great faith that they affected you, Timothy. And I'm closing with this thought. These virtuous women, their faith affected their children's life. Ladies, can I say this in closing to you? Is your faith in Jesus affecting those around you? Ladies, is your faith in Jesus affecting your children, affecting those around you? Ladies, does your faith to trust God in his word, are you like Mary? Are you like the mother of Jesus? Do you trust God at his word? Ladies, do you act and dress in a modest apparel and with moral uprightness like Queen Vashti? Ladies, do you see children as a gift from God like Hannah and Jochebed? Ladies, will you follow God wherever he asks you or your husband to do, like Ruth and Sarah? There's a search for a virtuous woman. There's a special need for a virtuous woman. And ladies, I'm asking you today, will you be the virtuous woman that God's searching for? in Proverbs 31:10. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, who can find a virtuous woman? We sure need them in America. I remember the old time ladies, they have it. Oh God, it needs to be passed down to the younger generation. Oh God, I pray with all my heart that this younger generation will rise up and be virtuous women. I pray for my granddaughters that they'll rise up and be virtuous women. I pray for my children of this church, the girls that will grow up to be virtuous women. I pray for these young couples. Oh God, these young ladies in my church. Lord, I pray with all my heart, these young ladies, still in childbearing age. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll raise up these women with virtuous women for those families, for this home, for this church, for our country. I thank you for the seniors. God, I thank you for all the virtuous ladies I have in this church, young and old. Thank you for them and their dedication. Thank you for their walk with God. And I pray you'll bless them. And dear God, I pray that you'd be with them. And this Mother's Day, Lord, I pray that you'd come down and that you'd hug, that you'd put your arms around everyone, especially my widows. Oh God, put your arms around my widows today. Love my widows from heaven. Let them know that they're loved and they're not forgotten and that they're so important. Oh God, please bless the widows of our church. Bless the widows of our country. Lord, watch over America today. God, let's raise up some virtuous women that we could bring America back to God. As those that rock the cradle help shape America, the nation. I wonder, with our heads bowed and their eyes closed, this morning, God's looking for a virtuous woman. Ladies, will you be that virtuous woman? God's looking for one. How many say, preacher, I want to be that virtuous woman that God wants. Pray for me. I want to be that virtuous woman. Yes, yes, yes. God bless you. Yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. Can I say something to you? If you're here today and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, there's no way you can be anything until you get saved. You must be born again. You got to know Christ as your Savior. That's the first step, lady or man. You got to be saved. America. Ladies, America are blessed because of you. America's blessed because of you, ladies. Ladies, rise up. Ladies, rise up for God. I beg of you, ladies, to rise up for God and be those virtuous women that God wants. I beg of you. I beg of you. America needs you. Ladies, America needs you. Ladies, America needs you. I'm begging you. I'm begging you. America needs you. America desperately needs you. God's crying out from heaven. Who can find a virtuous? We need virtuous women. You're going to have to find them in the churches. Father, help us. And help us, not just ladies, but help us men. Oh God, help us to have that integrity and holiness to bring America back to God. I pray for every lady here today that you'd put a burden in their heart to be that kind of Proverbs 31:10 lady. Oh God, help them to be that Proverbs 31:10 lady, that virtuous woman that you're searching for. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing a verse. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for your families today. Maybe you'd just like to ask God to help you. Whatever it is, you just come right now. Mark sings. What page am I?